The movie was nothing special. I didn't really want to throw up, but I'd forgotten most of it by the time we stopped at a small place in South Beach for a late-night drink. Rita's idea. In spite of living in Miami for most of her life, she still thought South Beach was glamorous. Perhaps it was all the rollerblades. Or maybe she thought that any place so full of people with bad manners had to be glamorous. In any case, we waited 20 minutes for a small table, and then sat and waited another 20 for service. I didn't mind. I enjoyed watching good-looking idiots looking at each other. A great spectator sport. We strolled along Ocean Boulevard afterward, making pointless conversation, an art at which I excel. It was a lovely night. One corner was chewed off the full moon of a few nights ago, when I had entertained Father Donovan. And as we drove back to Rita's South Miami house after our standard evening out, we passed an intersection in one of Coconut Grove's less wholesome areas. A winking red light caught my eye, and I glanced down the side street. Crime scene. The yellow tape was already up, and several cruisers were nosed into a hurried splay. It's him again, I thought. And even before I knew what I meant by that, I was swinging the car down the street to the crime scene. Where are we going? Rita asked, quite reasonably. I said, I'd like to check here and see if they need me. Don't you have a beeper? I gave her my best Friday night smile. They don't always know they need me, I said. I might have stopped anyway, to show off Rita. The whole point of wearing the disguise was to be seen wearing her. But in truth, the small, irresistible voice yammering in my ear would have made me stop no matter what. It's him again. And I had to see what he was up to. I left Rita in the car and hurried over. He was up to no good again, the rascal. There was the same stack of neatly wrapped body parts. Angel, no relation, bent over it in almost the same position he'd been in when I left him at the last scene. Hijo de puta, he said when I approached him. Not me, I trust, I said. The rest of us are complaining that we have to work on Friday night, Angel said. You show up with a date, and there's still nothing for you here. Same guy? Same pattern? Same, he said. He flipped the plastic away with his pen. Bone dry again, he said. No blood at all. The words made me feel slightly lightheaded. I leaned in for a look. Once again, the body parts were amazingly clean and dry. They had a near blue tinge to them and seemed preserved in their small, perfect moment of time. Wonderful.